Good afternoon. My colleague and I do not have any financial, professional, or personal relationships to disclose. Despite the clear benefits of prenatal care in the United States is one of the few industrialized countries that does not provide universal health care for pregnant women. Almost 4 million American women who give birth every year, and approximately one-third will have pregnancy-related complications. The purpose of this presentation is to discuss the findings of a study to identify personal and system barriers to early prenatal care within two rural counties in upstate New York. Four study questions guided our research. What are the differences and similarities between these counties that affect access to early prenatal care? Do women's demographic factors, characteristics affect early access to prenatal care? Does the healthcare setting affect early access to prenatal care? And do personal and system barriers play a role in assessing services and entering care? Our research was approved by human subjects at Binghamton University. We also received approval from either the commissioner or the director of public health, and we use SPSS to analyze the data. Both of these counties, Tioga County, which you heard about in the previous presentation, and Herkimer County, are both counties in upstate New York, and both of these counties do not have a hospital within their geographical boundaries, and both of them have similar racial composition, and both of them have similar rates of starting prenatal care in the first trimester. And if you look at this table, you can see how similar they are. Herkimer County has a population that's a little bit larger than Tioga County. And if you look at person per square mile, Herkimer County is a larger county than Tioga County. But they're very similar as relates to racial background. Both of them are primarily a Caucasian population. They are similar. About 6% of them have children under five. The below poverty rate, Herkimer's poverty rate is similar to the New York State rate. And if you look at the map, Herkimer is in the pale yellow in the center of the map. That's a long, skinny a county. And if you remember from the previous slide, both Herkimer, the average travel mile to average travel time to work was about 23 minutes for both of them. In Herkimer, you're traveling in the lower county. The in the Utica-Rome area is the MSA for Herkimer. And for Tioga, which is in the pale blue at the bottom of the New York State map, right next to Broome County, Binghamton, which is in Broome County, is the MSA for Tioga County. And if you look at this slide, accessing care in the first trimester, you can see that Tioga and Herkimer are about the same, with 76% for Tioga and 74% for Herkimer, but still, this is slightly lower than the Healthy People 2010 target, which is that almost 79% of women will seek care by the during the first trimester.
So our question with regard to, do demographics affect early access to prenatal care? We then began to look at the, we've lost the slide. What do you know? Study demographics, the total number of the women who gave birth in 2006 in the counties of Herkimer and Tioga was 1,033. Herkimer women composed 642 people, and Tioga women were 391. As you can see, as was discussed before, the racial composition was 98.5% Caucasian, 1.3% other, and 0.2% African American. Age by trimester, between the group that went for prenatal care in the first trimester as opposed to prenatal care in the second or third trimester was significantly different, and both Tioga and Herkimer were significantly different as individually and for both. And you can see that different than what you saw with Laura's, and this was two years before that, and Tioga had put some had done some work in implementing some earlier prenatal care and had done some education. But you can see that as the women aged in Tioga County, they were more likely to seek prenatal care as opposed to the women in Herkimer County. And in Herkimer County, they were likely to be more. They were more likely to be elders in the second and third trimester. Education by county was relatively similar. There were not any particularly significant differences within the between the counties, but as you can see, the more education people had, the more likely they were to seek prenatal care. Employment, as you can see, if women were employed, they were more likely to seek prenatal care during the first trimester. And while there's been some controversy and some research done that says maybe some occupations are more dangerous during that first trimester, we should be concerned about that, the occupation itself allowed them to go for prenatal care because they had insurance. Marital status and paternal acknowledgement. This was very interesting because when we ran this study, what we found was if the women had put on the birth certificate the father's name, as well as if they put on the fact that they were married, they were more often able to get to prenatal care during the first trimester. There has been some literature that's gone and supported this, saying that if the male partner is engaged, they will make sure that that their partners go for prenatal care earlier. So then we go to our next question, is does the healthcare setting affect early access to prenatal care? And so we looked at healthcare provider and type of payment. And with the healthcare provider by county in the first trimester, those women who chose an MD or a DO were much more likely to seek prenatal care. The clinic was only operational in Herkimer. There was no clinic in Tioga, but there were midwives in Tioga. And so we found that if the women went to a clinic, they were less likely to seek prenatal care during that first trimester. As you can see, that 37% that used the clinic went during the first trimester, but 61% who used the clinic went to by the second and third trimester. The midwives were pretty equal about going for prenatal care. The type of health insurance, if you will look, Medicaid for Tioga for both the first and the second trimester were pretty much equal. It was a little lower in the first trimester, trimester, but not significantly. But Medicaid use, in Herkimer, if they had Medicaid, only 30% of women who had Medicaid were seen in the first trimester of pregnancy. So we're going to have some more to say about that later. Private, pretty much in Herkimer, that was the characteristic that got them seen. That was those women, 67% of them, were seen during that first trimester. Then we had the question, do system and personal barriers have an effect on accessing services and entering care? The similarities between the county, no hospital within their geographic boundaries. That requires transportation. And these women had to find transportation to leave the county in order to deliver their babies. Now, in Tioga County, they had more opportunity to at least receive some prenatal care in county. But in Herkimer County, they have, except for the public health clinic, they have to go out of county to seek prenatal care. And if you saw the map, you would see that long, skinny county that goes right up through the North Country into the Adirondacks. And in those more northern counties, it's much more difficult to seek Tioga County. Far less people living up there, but more difficult. They were similar because there was a lack of diverse population. The first trimester of prenatal care is slightly lower than healthy people to 2010 objectives, and definitely lower than healthy people 2020 objectives. They both have similar rural status without that rural designation. With the rural designation, we would expect to see some of this, but they don't have rural designation anymore because of our changing definitions of rural, because they are connected with cities of over 50,000 people. Both of them are considered rural. If we looked at the North Carolina definitions of rural and people per square mile and income levels and the size of the largest city, we would definitely think they were rural, but because they have that metropolitan commute designation, they are not considered rural. So they are not able to get some rural funds that other counties might. Another similarity is between the counties was for the women in the first trimester, that they were significantly different than those women in the second and third trimester with regard to their marital status, the parental acknowledgement, and their employment. The differences between the two counties came in the age of the mothers, the education of the mothers, health insurance, and health care providers. In conclusion, the parental acknowledgement makes a difference in whether women seek prenatal care during the first trimester. If there's a male, with a significant relationship and accepting the child as theirs, or if the mother is married, they're much more likely to seek prenatal care. Their level of education makes a difference with whether they seek prenatal care during that first trimester. Women with at least some college are much more likely to seek prenatal care during the first trimester. Employment makes a difference in whether the women seek prenatal care, as women who are employed are significantly more likely to seek care during the first trimester. Type of insurance makes a difference because Medicaid acceptance by providers makes a difference. Medicaid expansion has not lived up to its expectations in rural New York because we expected that was going to be the key to access for prenatal care during the first trimester. And in Herkimer County, it was a major barrier to prenatal care. And we have to begin to look at that with regard to the acceptance of Medicaid with primary providers for prenatal care. And health care providers make a difference. with women who seek prenatal care during that first trimester. If they have a provider that they know, that they trust, they're more likely to go rather than to go to a clinic where they don't know who they're going to get, and that person isn't going to be the one who delivers them anyway. Thank you.